Good evening, everyone out there in Pacifica land. This is, and happy new year, and I hope that everybody has a peace-filled year, filled with goodwill and enough peace to last in eternity, because goodness knows we need that, enough peace and justice to last in eternity, I should say. Today's date is Monday, January 10th, 2011, and I would like to also just start. This is the Racism and Sexism Committee, and the committee to investigate other forms of discrimination as well. And I would like to first of all just start out sending out condolences and best wishes and concerns to Arizona. We have to be better. We have to do this better than what we have been doing. And our hearts go out to the families. And we have to get this right, and this just goes to show why this committee is even more important, because we have to be able to learn how to live in this world together and peacefully, and to recognize that people are going to have different opinions and different political ideologies and things of that nature, but we should all be trying to work together. Okay, having said that, Madam Secretary, would you like to take the roll call?
Sure. Lisa Davis?
Present.
Okay. Leslie Radford?
Leslie,
is she there? I don't know. She was a minute ago. Alberto?
I'm here. I'm present.
Okay, Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Akio.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and Andrea Turner. Present. Mia Ariaco. Mitch Cohen. Pamela Drake. And Mary Dennis has dropped.
Okay. Leslie.
Well, thank you, Leslie. Good.
Is back.
So,
sorry.
Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Yay.
Yes. Now, Madam Secretary, I must also ask, do we have any minutes or draft minutes for anything?
No, I have some buried. I hope I can go back in and get it off of the tape, you know, the recording.
Okay.
And it looks like we're missing... although we had meetings, but we didn't have a quorum.
Right.
But, it looks like we did have, our last meeting was November. So
right,
if I could go in and get the tape from John, I'll just take it from there.
Well, I just want to say that any meetings that we had where we didn't have quorum, because we did go into a committee of the whole before, and these were off stream. So I would just be really the meetings that count as official meetings, such as, the ones where we
November.
Had quorum would be the ones, right, we need the
okay.
minutes for.
Okay, all right.
Right.
Okay, good.
Now, just to let people know, what we have been working on is draft guidelines or guidelines for investigating and handling complaints. And that's very important. That is something that we don't have as a board, and something we've been working very diligently on. And I would like to propose that we continue that. We've gone through quite a bit of it, but it seems like this document just grows and it's never ending, because when you think you've thought about everything, you realize that there are other things that come up. And just so that people listening to the stream will understand, all of these guidelines and procedures were taken from Robert's Rules of Order, Volume Edition 10. And, it's very important that we go over these procedures, that we look at them as a foundation, because Robert's Rules of Order is such that in the absence of any guidelines or rules from the Pacifica Foundation, then we have to follow Robert's Rules of Order. So it's very important that we look at this and that we say that this is how we as a foundation want to proceed, as opposed to just letting it rely on Robert's Rules. Now, the way I would like to propose, because we have been through this document several times, and there have been a couple more things that have come up from my mind that I would like to propose that maybe we sort of discuss this first and kind of try to get some resolution to a couple of more issues that have arisen, or at least that I foresaw. And, of course, anybody else can, you know, if they have any questions about anything, they can also, say it as well, or raise, you know, the issues as well. And then I would like to propose that we read through this, just so people listening can see what we've done with this or can hear what we've done with this. And then I think the next step after this is for us as a committee to submit it to the Foundation Council, because we know that this document will probably be discussed quite a bit. But we would at least like to leave something kind of sound, something like a good working document and a good guide, so to speak, for the committee, the new members of the committee that will be, you know, coming after this, because this will probably be our last meeting, and I've enjoyed working with you all so much. So we want to make sure that we leave something pretty strong for the ones who are coming after us. So does anybody have any objection to that?
No.
Perfect.
So I guess officially I'm supposed to say, so is this accepted as the agenda?
Yes.
Right,
I so move. So move.
Fantastic. Now I have to pull up the document myself. I have to find it. I just sent it out. Did everybody receive what I sent out?
Yes.
Yes.
Great, 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 great.
Maybe. Lisa?
Yes?
I think we went all the way down before to Section 3, referring, because we made changes all the way up until that.
But I think that we had even gotten beyond that from my recollection.
Right.
Hold on one second.
To paragraph, yeah, I thought it was Section 3, referring of charges against the accused.
Right. I thought, hold on one second.
Okay.
I thought that we had gone farther than that.
Okay. Let me just go down. Paragraph 13.
I thought that we had.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, okay.
Right. Because we
got
into saying, right, that we want that the assembly should be, I mean, that the trial should be open. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. I remember that we did say that the trial should be
open.
Right.
Right. So,
you know, as opposed to starting from scratch, from the top.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I think that I recall that we got through the reading of this document quite a bit and went through some other issues that came up with it. Just a couple of points that I would like to go over again, and then, like I said, I would suggest a read through of the draft for the people at home.
Sure, sure.
Okay. One of the things that when I was looking at this new document, I mean not this new document, the current document that I've sent before you. That's not
yes.
The one. I have to find it myself. Hold on a second, please. I just had it. It's like I get up early. I've been working all day, and then I must come to this. So I don't have a lot of I don't have a lot of breathing room in between. Hold on one second, a moment, please. Let me pull it up again. It's not showing up as me having sent it because my computer, everything is so slow. Hold on. Uh, I'm about to bring it up, so thank you for your patience.
No problem. No problem.
No
we
problem.
Understand.
No problem. Yeah.
We understand how slow those computers are.
Yes, how slow the computers are, and sometimes the people working them.
Well,
kind of.
No, I won't go there. Yeah.
Okay, we don't need to go there. No problem. Okay, let me just
try public and shall be heard.
Right. Once the ad hoc committee that has been set up by this, you know, on our local station boards, that is the committee that will be responsible for actually, and you know, investigating the complaints.
Right.
I think that is an important. I know at the last draft of the document, we said that they should submit a copy of their report to the chair of the LSB with the copy sent to this committee, which is referred to as the RSB committee in this document, and to the local station board of the local signal area in which the complaint occurred. But I was also thinking, and we also said that minority reports can also be submitted to the same, you know, bodies. But I also think that in addition to submitting the written report, that the committee should also make a report before the LSB, because I think that that way it gives the LSB the chance to ask questions, and especially, you know, if the ad hoc committee recommends that there should be a trial. And so the language that I had proposed adding, unless, you know, people have some objection to that, is that the ad hoc committee must also report before the LSB in executive session at the next LSB meeting after completion of its report or within 2 weeks upon completion of its report, depending upon whichever date is first. If there is to be a hearing, a proposed date is to be selected at that meeting. And that just, again, gives the LSB a chance to ask questions. And the reason, you know, the proposal was that this part should be in an executive session. It's not the trial. You know, there might be certain other things that the LSB might want to ask them. You know, complaints are to be kept confidential until it is decided that they should go to trial, if it is decided that that should happen. So that just kind of gives the chance for the LSB, for the committee to, you know, fill the LSB in on somewhat what happened, and for the LSB to maybe ask questions of them.
Can you...
can you add that? Where is that? And it should be in executive session, right?
Right. Yeah, I added that in paragraph 5. I'm sorry. Paragraph 5 of the report.
Can you refresh my memory, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Does the LSB go into... Who does the trial? The LSB in executive session sometime in the near future after this report, or does the ad hoc committee hold the trial? I forgot.
Right. The way it would be is the ad hoc committee is the one that would say, look, this needs to go to trial.
Right.
And we have it so that once the ad hoc committee decides that it has to go to trial, the LSB can't come back and say, no, we're not
going
to.
No. Who conducts the trial?
The LSB. The LSB will be the one then
okay.
that conducts
yeah,
the trial.
Okay, perfect. Then they do need a briefing as to the result
exactly.
of the ad hocs. Yeah, okay, perfect. Thank
right.
you.
Right, and even the ad hoc committee could say, hey, we didn't find any issue here, or we were able to talk with these two people, and we're recommending that they, you know, they've agreed to try some kind of mediation or something.
Mediation,
and,
yeah.
Right. I mean, this is what could also be reported to the LSB, but anytime there's been complaints, I think that, you know, there's been a report and all of that and an investigation, then they should also meet in executive session with the LSB. Okay. So I put that paragraph in there. So the paragraph that I put in paragraph 5 is minority reports can also be submitted to the same bodies and must be signed by all members of the ad hoc committee who are of the dissenting opinion. In addition to giving a copy of the report to the LSB chair, the ad hoc committee must also report before the LSB in executive session at the next LSB meeting after completion of its report, or within 2 weeks upon completion of its report, depending upon whichever date is first. if there is to be a hearing, a proposed date is to be selected at that hearing.
Perfect.
I mean, at that meeting. I'm sorry. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the another issue that comes up is that if there is to be a hearing or trial/hearing, then I think that any evidence that anybody were to bring out or that any side were to have, the other side needs to know about. I forget what that is called in terms of the law or
discovery.
It's called discovery, right, but it's something, not all states have it, whereas you have to share the discovery that you have with the other side. I know in New Jersey it does, so I forget what they call that, the states that say that you have to, share the discovery, whatever you have, you have to share it with the other side, but not all states have that. So, I know we had not talked about this before in this document, but I think that we should have that. You know, and if anybody else has, you know, I don't want to be the one, you know, dominating this conversation, but these are just my thoughts.
If we had the proper term, there has to be a proper term for that.
I think we could just write in and say that any evidence, all evidence that is to be presented in the trial must be shared with both sides. Maybe we can just have something like that. So,
yeah, must be shared by both sides.
Right, by both sides. And I'm sorry.
All evidence must be shared by all sides.
Right. All evidence to be used in the trial
must be. It really makes sense.
Yep, right. We don't want no surprise.
Must be shared by all sides.
Right. All evidence to be used in the trial must be shared
by all parties.
Mm-hmm. I guess by all parties or
all students.
But we should. I think we should have it within a certain time frame. Well, people, I guess, can get evidence right up until the very day before the trial or something like that.
Sure.
So, but I think that, in all fairness, I think we should try to maybe have some kind of timeline or something like within, I would say maybe within 3 days of the trial date or something. Like, I don't know if we can legally say that, but I wouldn't want it to be where one side withhold all the evidence until the day before the trial or something. So,
within 3 days prior to the trial?
We can't introduce anything new, you know. After that date kind of a thing.
Right.
But yeah, a cut-off date.
3 days prior to the trial or so?
Right, we can.
Can put that as a, placeholder. Definitely not 5 minutes before, that for sure.
I'm sorry, what did somebody say?
They said definitely not 5 minutes before.
Before trial?
That's Haki, yeah.
It must be shared by all parties and must be presented, I would say,
in.
What's wrong with 3 days prior to the trial? A week?
Sounds reasonable.
Well, this is something definitely we're going to surely have to have the foundation council say whether
right.
this
right,
is
right.
a foundation.
And it's a draft. So.
And let's put in a number so that we don't leave it floating. How about just in 3 days? 3 days before and just...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, just leave it like that.
Yeah.
And 3 days before the trial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we don't want to, right, okay. And then the foundation council, we can, you know, maybe ask other questions too, because you could literally have something that could come up that's very important that somebody could learn the day before the trial. So, you know, we have to, there's got to be a way that this can be done where it can be fair.
Well, you know, there's
so
always
trials.
There's always the concept of continuance.
Right.
That, you know, one of the parties can come back and say, in all due fairness, we're not prepared. Give us another week so that we can be prepared. Finish our preparations, and then the body would have to say, okay, we'll adjourn and come back in, well, we'll give you 10 days, and then pick up where we left off. I mean, that'll be something, I think, that's in the books, that you have, you know, that people can continue with the hearing. I don't know. Maybe I'm opening a can of worms here.
Yeah, I think, because I didn't even see anything in Robert's rules about that. And this one of the things that Robert's rules was saying, like the manager, which would technically be the one, I guess, presenting the evidence or the case
right.
on behalf of the LSB or however, you know, it's not, maybe on behalf of the LSB is not even the correct word, but they're the one that would be presenting the case against the accused, right, to say that you know, the accused did, these are the things that the accused did or did not do. But they were saying, Robert Zuhl was saying, but the manager is not, the manager they're not to act as a prosecutor, and meaning that they are basically, their role is not so much to prove, to be able to convict somebody, for lack of a better word, or to prove that they're guilty, but to try to get at the truth of what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To present the facts.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
To kind of present the facts and to try to get at the truth. So I don't think that, you know, they have to be prepared. There's no backup for it. Well, if they're not prepared and they want an extension, because
sure.
That would just, I think, just be too
okay.
timely.
Okay.
And we know
okay.
that they'd be using that all the time,
okay.
right?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not
okay.
just trying to think in terms of all evidence to be used in the trial must be shared by all parties and should be presented 3 days before the trial or no later than 3 days before the trial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And must be made available to all parties 3 days
right.
before the trial.
Yeah. Yeah, must be made available. Maybe that's a strong word. Must be made available.
Yeah.
That's stronger.
Yeah.
Available.
Must be.
To all parties.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah,
by,
must be
three day, by 3 days before the trial.
Right.
Must be made available. Yeah.
To
okay.
all parties in the trial. Must be made available to all parties 3 days before the trial.
Perfect.
Prior to the trial.
Okay.
Are we at 6 now? We're moving down.
Well, I'm just talking about certain points right now that had come out. I'm not necessarily going according to the paragraph order. But
okay.
where a point has arisen, I can go back to the paragraph. I can refer to the paragraph that comes up with. Like I have to figure out now. We have to figure out now where all the evidence to be used in the trial should go. But I'll put that in, and then I'll submit the document to everybody again.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So another thing I was thinking is that once this is going to trial, the people who are hearing the case for lack of a better word, the jury or whatever, the ones who will hear the case, that would be the LSB. But I think maybe we should refer to them as the LSB Trial Assembly. So I have, this is paragraph 20, when I don't know, where the heck did I get paragraph 26 from? That doesn't make any sense. But it's paragraph 20, and it says procedures for trial. And I have here that the trial is to be public. This is something new that was not put in any other version of the document. The trial is to be public and shall be heard by the LSB trial assembly, which shall be comprised of all members of the LSB who are not part of the trial.
Who are not managing the trial.
Who are not what?
Managing.
Yeah, but actually, Robert's Rules, and do I even have Robert's Rules in front of me? I don't have it in front of me.
That's okay. Explain.
I think Robert's Rules says that the manager can, like, vote whether or not... how did this put it? I have to find Robert's Rules here a moment. I don't have Robert's Rules in front of me. But I thought that they had said something. Hold on a moment. Let me look down here to see what they say about this. Hold on. Because I thought that they said that the manager then would take would be a part of the voting body in terms of deciding whether or not the accused is guilty or not guilty. Hold on a second.
When is the trial not public?
Well, we took the position that the trial should be public.
Yeah, but what about, how do you deal with sexual harassment or something like that, and you don't have the facts?
I'm lost here. What do you mean you don't have the facts?
Well, you would by this time have the facts, yeah. I'll take that one back.
Well,
How does everyone feel about all trials being public? I mean,
I'm getting the drift from Andrea that there might be some acts that maybe the victim might not want for it to be public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, when will we be stepping on some toes in terms of privacy and that kind of thing?
Well, I would just say that people would have to be aware of what this could entail. So if somebody were to bring a complaint, they would have to know that, they would have to be the ones to say that they would want it to go to trial, if you can't resolve it. They would have to be the ones to say, no, this is what I want to be done. This person needs to be investigated more. I'm not satisfied with this, and I want to go as far as I can go with this. So they would have to be the ones to decide. The one bringing the complaint, I guess, would have to be the one to say, no, I wanted to go further if they feel that they've been aggrieved that badly. But that's where the ad hoc committee could try to, really look into this. And they might think that, okay, there's not really enough here to bring something to trial or something like that.
Okay,
But here's the real deal. If somebody were to take, when they take specifically to court, it's public. I mean, the investigation is is confidential. Mm-hmm. The investigation is, because that is confidential and the complaints are kept confidential. But if at some point it cannot be resolved any other way and one party is still saying, no, I want to, the one who's bringing the complaint, this has to go further. The person should be removed, or I want it to go to trial, or something like that, Right, so... But they would have to be aware. But like I said, when they take specifically to court, it's public. And I think you have something, a far worse case scenario, in that you would have secret hearings in which people would not know what was going on. And you could somebody could be removed in a secret hearing. And that, to me, a very frightening scenario.
Okay.
Just asking.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we can always respond with Robert's Rules didn't cover this little joke. So we can't. So just take this on Robert's Rules didn't cover this little human there. Okay, so another Now, another issue that comes up with the LSD assembly, because we all know, well, I'm sure no other signal area has this problem with the LSD not starting, with the LSB meetings not starting in time. I'm sure all the LSB members in other signal areas, they always show up, and they're very punctual, I'm sure. But, right, so I'm sure we're not going to even have any need for this question. I'm going to ask it anyway. If we have a situation where, as we have a date for trial, and you have the LSB, normally the LSB operates with the quorum. You know, you have to have a quorum in order for the meeting to start.
Right.
What if that were to happen with the trial and you don't have a quorum of the LSB, or you have LSB members showing up very late, and I think that can be so disruptive.
That's a good question.
What do you think? What does Roberts allude to?
Well, Roberts Rules doesn't allude to that. And I don't, where is my Roberts Rules book? Normally I have this all right by my side and I can't find it right now.
Yeah.
But Roberts Rules doesn't allude to anything in there, that much I can recall.
As far as quorum is concerned.
They don't allude to anything about quorum during the trial.
For this particular action, well, you could say that we could say that at the time that the hearing slash trial is supposed to start, the members that are present at that particular time constitute a quorum and proceed.
We're thinking on the same page. That way it would prevent it would prevent this from being very political, in that if you could have like the majority on the LSB who doesn't want this try to go forward, and they could say, well, we're not going to show up, and try to prevent it from happening, and that would prevent that. And I think that it should be that whomever shows up at the time that the trial is called, because you have to be mindful of people's times. You could have witnesses. So if the trial is called for like 7:30 p.m. on a Wednesday night or whatever, then that's when that trial starts, at 7:30 p.m. And whomever is present from the LSB, they will be the ones that will be hearing the trial. And, you have bench trials when just a judge hears the case, as far as, if I'm not mistaken.
And also on the other end, Lisa, there might be some people that just don't want to. There might be some members that are saying, "I'm not going to show up for that,"
right?
And not come in. And says, "I'm not going to come in." I'm not going to come in just because I have, I don't have. They just don't come in, because it does happen. Some people just stay away for certain items on an agenda. And.
Right.
And if there's a member or two or three or four that don't want to be involved in a trial process, which I'm sure there's always going to be people like that who do not want
right.
to be involved, they just don't show. And that gives the opportunity for people that do not want to be involved in some of that stuff, in that particular type of action, for them to be able to stay away and not affect the proceedings themselves as far as going forward. So I think you should go ahead and put in there that whoever is there at the beginning of the hearing slash trial will constitute a quorum and to proceed.
Right. All who, anyone?
But would that be that those that would be there maybe, pro or not pro for whatever the outcome might be?
I'll tell you, if I were sitting in a trial, I'll tell you, if I was sitting in a situation like that, I'd make sure that all of my all of people that think I'm that think that I'm being railroaded would be there to help defend me or to talk about the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And conversely,
mm-hmm.
at the same time, people that would want to ring me through the washer would be there also. So, you know,
okay.
I think that both sides, if there's two sides to this matter, they'd be there. They'd be there.
Right.
Okay.
Whoever
okay.
is present, and yeah, let's be, when whoever's present from the LSD
at the time set for the trial to begin will constitute a quorum.
Will constitute a quorum, or and that's another reason for calling it the LSD assembly. So it's not the LSD.
You called it something else.
The LSB trial assembly, something like
right.
that. I think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's
yeah.
how Robert's Rules refers to it, right? The
right.
LSB trial assembly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So it's technically not the local.
Not
state,
an LSB meeting. Yeah.
Right. It's a
it
trial.
It's not an LSB meeting. It's a trial
exactly.
assembly.
So the rules for the LSB meeting does not
apply
hold here.
To the trial assembly. Yep.
Right. Okay. Whoever is present on
so,
the
so
from
is
the LSB.
There, is there a certain number?
No,
for
but that's
a
why
trial
we're,
assembly?
Nope.
No. Now, Robert's Rules doesn't say that.
Okay.
But just technically, just the way
so
the,
you,
the court.
So you can have two people or five people from there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh,
and,
boy.
And,
okay.
and I think we, well, like Alberto was saying, something like this, they'll take a response. They'll be there, right?
Yeah.
And I think we should also have that once the trial starts, you can't show up late as the LSB. That would be unfair, you know. Once the trial, because then you'd have somebody coming in that could perhaps have some way of deciding the case who didn't hear everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you're going to have to, you know, people are going to have to take this situation seriously and hop to it. They're going to have
yeah.
to be there. I mean, you know, they're going to have to be there. If they want to be involved, they have to be there bright and early.
Right.
I agree.
Cannot come late.
Yeah, this sounds like another issue that's coming up. It's the same thing, like how many people should be there in order to continue with
the
meeting.
Well,
okay.
you know,
okay.
well, we could set a number. Okay, let's go back and I'll do this little devil's advocacy thing. We could set a number, Andrea.
Okay.
You know, we could set a number and say quorum for this should constitute, you know, and if we're going to talk about quorum and there's 24 members on the LSB and in a you know, again, I'm not advocating. I'm just acting as a devil's advocate here. I'm not stating my
mm-hmm.
position.
Yeah, right.
You know, a jury of your peers is 12.
Yeah.
In real life, out there in the world of American justice, the jury of your peers is 12.
Mm-hmm.
But
so you're saying like LSB trial assembly should at least be 12 bodies.
But then a quorum for an LSB meeting is 13, 50% plus one.
Mm-hmm.
And what Lisa is saying, you know, people could stall the process by not showing, and you don't
mm-hmm.
never get to be a quorum. So
yeah, that's true.
So what do you think about the argument, Lisa, of this discussion of should there
mm-hmm.
be a quorum? Because Andrea is bringing that to the forefront.
Yeah.
Right, but see, when you look at that, because this is not a court of law, and it's not, you know, we're not dealing with a jury, and but this is really like a hearing, and why can't I find my Robert's Rules of Order book? But so the procedures, you know, a different standard applies, I think, and
okay.
you have bench hearings when it's just the judge who sits there and hears
that's
the
true.
Case and
that's
decides,
true.
Okay, I heard
mm-hmm.
this and this is what I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know,
that's true.
So, and this
yeah.
is like a hearing. So I think doing it this way where we don't have it go according to the rules of a quorum, I think is just one of the best ways to proceed, because we also would not want people to, we wouldn't want to say, okay, the trial starts here, and then have people there for the trial and have it so we can't proceed.
Hmm.
You know, that
okay.
would not be a good thing, right?
Okay.
And
okay.
and we also don't
Wait,
want
we'll
to be able to politicize it and not show up.
Okay.
Are you
right.
cool? Are you cool with it, Andrea?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
right.
let's move on, Cassie. I mean, Lisa, let's move on. Andrea's cool with it.
Okay. Andrea's cool, that's what counts.
I'm teasing.
No, we all have to be, you know, this is a group project, so.
Yeah.
Boys,
okay.
My head is spinning. Okay, the next issue is, and I guess a simple thing in terms of the manager of the trial, which would be our, like the prosecutor, but it's not the prosecutor, it's not a prosecutor.
How about the presenter of the evidence?
Yeah, the presenter of the evidence would be elected by the local station board, but I would think should be a local station board person.
The GM or something? Oh, no. Would you think
that the presenter would be a member of the ad hoc? Hold on, I'll be back in a second.
Okay. Of the ad hoc committee to say, yeah.
Oh gosh, why can't I find my rabbit through the water for this?
It's right over there, Nia. Don't you see it?
Yeah, sorry. Why can't I? Oh my gosh! As soon as I hang up from this, I'll find it. Because I thought they said that. I was reading that it had to be a member of the. Oh gosh. Oh my! What? I cannot find that book. I was thinking, well, the ad hoc committee, that's like an ad hoc committee that's primarily established to investigate complaints. The LSV is the body that, you know, the LSV actually is the body, that's the board. And, so my thought is, I think that it should be, because the LSV would be the one that would have to ultimately, I think, select the one for the trial, I mean to look at it. And my
mm-hmm.
thinking is that it should probably be a member of the LSV.
To present? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
to present the
evidence. Okay.
Well, can we go? I'm sorry, I left for a few minutes.
Sure.
I was under the understanding that the ad hoc committee would be members of the LSB.
Oh, no, the ad hoc committee, there might be some members, there will be some members from the LSB, but we decided that it would come from people from the committees of inclusion and three of the LSB members, the members that would be, you know, on this committee.
Right.
From the LSB.
Okay, yeah. But I just thought that all of the members of the ad hoc would obviously come off of the LSB, but that's okay. Yeah, no problem. I have no problems with it.
Okay. So the presenter of the evidence would be a member of the LSB, elected by the LSB, presenter of the evidence, last manager. Will be a member of the LSB. Will be a member of the LSB
member
and
of the
selected
LSB.
By the LSB. Okay. Okay, now what's my other? Okay, well, one other thing, and I think we may have briefly talked about this, but my notes from the last meeting are not as thorough as I initially thought. We did say that all hearings should be public. What about recording hearings?
I think
if they're going to be public, they might as well be recorded.
Okay. Leslie, were you going to say something?
I was going to say the same thing. Our meetings are recorded. This is a public meeting. Same rules,
Yeah.
It does tend to keep people on better behavior. It does tend to suppress people. It's a tough call.
Right. Well, let me just give you what my thoughts were on this. I'm not sure if it could be done, but my thoughts were that maybe we could say there will be an audio recording of it, and that maybe not video recording. I'm just thinking in terms of if we're talking about a trial, which is a little bit different from a meeting, and you could have people who are going to be talking who might not feel very comfortable with the video, and I'm just thinking about the YouTube aspect of this.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Right. So I was thinking if we had an audio recording, and I don't know if we could say that prohibit the public from bringing in audio and from bringing in recorders, but if we definitely had an audio recording of this meeting, that would be very helpful in that if it is challenged, there is a recording of everything that happened. So if they wanted to appeal it to the PNB and said, no, it wasn't fair, whatever like that, and especially since we know we don't have any stenographers amongst us that can take all these...
We don't even have note takers.
Represent the transcript, we know
I
that.
I don't feel bad either. No.
I surely know my little note. I can't do it.
And you know what? I think it's only right because we record anyway all of our LSB meetings. We're not in there videoing, so it should probably be the same as what we do in our regular LSB meetings.
Like I know at our LSB meeting, we have the cameras. So
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, right.
No.
Well, we have some members coming out or people. Listeners come in to record by camera, but
that's
for sure, we definitely do audio.
Oh yeah, we do.
We do audio and make it.
Yeah, into the archives. We do the same here in Houston. We do the audio and put the meeting in the archives, and people can go back and listen to the meeting.
Listen to it, right?
Yeah, which is something that we do here. Oh yeah.
I should say we don't.
I think this should be audio too.
Yeah.
I should say that the LSB that the LSB that's doing the recording. We have people from the audience and, you know, doing the
yeah, that's
come
right.
On
with oh,
the
no.
Mm-hmm.
With us here, you know, there's a formal, official, Bill Crozier brings in the recording equipment from the radio station and sets it up and puts the mics half an hour, 45 minutes before 7 o'clock, and everything gets going, and he sits at his chair and with a little controls, and when the meeting starts, he turns on the recorder, and when the meeting ends, he turns the recorder off, and then the recording gets sent to the archives, and people can listen to the meeting if they couldn't come in person. So that's how it's mm-hmm. really an official recording here at
yeah.
Houston. Yeah.
So do we want to say that all hearings must be record it via audio, at least, or I would
yeah,
hate for there to be a...
Well, just
well,
say... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, what did you all say? I heard somebody say something.
Yeah, I said yes, at least audio recording, yeah.
This is a tough one.
It should be audio, at least. I mean, no, it should be audio. We cannot preclude anybody from coming in with their little cameras, but audio is the record. I mean, audio is a record, a voice record. You know, it's a voice record of the what transpired in the meeting. And for our purposes, I think the minimum should be, just like you said, we don't have stenographers and court reporters and that kind of stuff.
Right.
We should have a recorded
right.
voice recording.
Exactly.
Period. And not bring in any other, you know, videos or things like that. If somebody brings a video camera, I don't know. But then again, it doesn't matter until it happens at the end of the day.
Right, but you could theoretically have somebody, you know, who will be presenting testimony who might not feel comfortable with being video.
My point would be that would be decided when the event would happen. And I don't know if you could tell people, turn off your camera because this person doesn't want to be recorded on video. And I don't know. And I don't know if the person with the camera would say, I have a right. It is my right, my constitutional right. And then we up Shit Creek because we cannot deal with that situation. I mean, because the chairman of the hearing...
talking.
The chairman of the hearing would have to then decide whether they throw the camera out.
Yep.
So in terms of what do we as a... Oh, gosh. Oh, crud.
Do we have anything in there talking about the parameters of the trial? Is that presented to both sides ahead of time? You know, like you're laying out the groundwork rules that this will be recorded, right? And some may, because that will determine whether any of the accused will even show up at all.
Well, see, that's why we are working on this document to lay out that stuff.
You know, okay. I didn't think we included that up front.
We haven't included it.
Well, I think the trial will be presented to the accused and the accusee or whatever. Yeah.
Well, I would think that a video situation would not be either of the two parties. I think, and pardon my pun, but I think, a muck-raking reporter would come in with a camera to add muck to the rake or to rake the muck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You're supposed to laugh.
I'll laugh.
She's tired. My funny bone is frozen. I'm up north, and there's snow, and it's... Had to get far.
I think we could at least leave in the audio, and if there's any question, we could put a question mark that we have some concerns, and let's see what the legal counsel will say about that.
Yeah, so maybe we should have concerns about that. Would we want cameras, video cameras, to be allowed in, or?
Man.
Let's just say no.
No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay,
No video cameras, but it needs to be audio.
Right,
and the audio is really for the record of the proceedings, not so much to make sensationalism out of the results.
Yeah, and we can't do a barometer of people's comfort zones.
Yeah. There you go. You got an answer.
Yeah. Right. We need to ask the attorneys if we can say no video cameras.
That's all we'll do. Right, yeah.
A little sidebar.
Because we're... Let's see. sex session?
Right.
Did you have a question on that one?
Move on. Right.
Are we here?
We're almost through, people. We need to ask attorneys whether or not we can ban video games.
Whether to use video cameras.
Ban is not a good word.
No.
That's
yeah,
right. Whether or not we can say no video cameras.
Can we use video cameras?
No video cameras. Whether or not we can tell, whether or not we can prevent people from. Whether or not we
prohibit, whether to use or not to use, that is the question. Yeah. Okay.
What's the other thing I had about this? I think that this should be coming down to the last of it. So we know that. Okay.
Is this paragraph 33, executive session.
Right, but I'm not necessarily going in order about the paragraphs.
Right.
No problem. Right, but this is a good point you bring up. But I would think that we would be consistent because this is talking about, Okay, so the way that this would work is if the accused is found guilty, the chair announces that the next item of business is the determination of the penalty. A motion for the penalty is then made by a trial committee /LSB member. The motion is debatable and amendable, but must be voted on by the trial committee
assembly.
By the LSB trial assembly, right? What committee? I'm going to have to make that uniform.
Yeah, figure it out, yeah.
Yes, I will. Okay. After the vote is completed, the accused is then called back into the room and advised of the result. It says, paragraph 31, the chair of the LSB then submits the trial assembly findings to the RSD, which is our committee, with its resolutions and recommendations. This should be prepared in writing and should include a summary of the basis for its findings and recommendations. Then paragraph number 32, a meeting is set up by the RSD committee to allow for the accused and his or her counsel to make statements before it, and for the trial assembly to offer rebuttal statements. And then 33, upon hearing both statements, the RSD committee then meets, I have an executive session, to discuss the report and recommended penalty. The committee to investigate allegations of rape and sex can then vote to either uphold the trial assembly's recommendations, can decline to impose any penalty, but at no point can it impose a harsher penalty than recommended, or can reduce the penalty. Okay, so let me just...
So the RSD acts as the Supreme Court on all of this?
Well, this would
After we've gone public, we're out there with the trial with the local station board... Wouldn't you think that decision or whatever they came up with or the trial assembly would come up with
should be final?
Yeah.
Well, maybe, okay. Hold on.
Because this
maybe,
is like
okay.
Dragging it on and on and on.
Okay. So we can take this out. Maybe this was something that we had discussed at the last meeting and I could have.
Point of information?
Oh, sure. Yes.
Okay. Isn't there a process for actions happening at the National Pacifica Board also?
This would be the same process because at the beginning of the document, and maybe I need to be clear, at the beginning of the document it says that if it's a director that is accused of doing something,
Right. So that's where our national committee would be involved in that process.
Yes.
Oh, I see. Well, we
I
need
think
to
that, I'm trying to get
that.
To Andrea. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. What was just said? What were you saying?
That just like there's the ad hoc committee
at the local station board. Our committee, this national committee to investigate racism allegations, would be that ad hoc, would take the place of the ad hoc committee when we're dealing with accusations or allegations of directors, right?
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for making that distinguished, because it looks like we're carrying it on, and we have to separate. We're operating on two streams.
Levels, on the two levels.